Good afternoon. This is a public meeting of the Pilot Election Review Committee pursuant to Section 246402 of the Colorado Revised Statutes. The notice of today's meeting was issued by the Secretary of State's office on March 2, 2015. The time is 12:07 p.m. and the date is March 5, 2015. We are meeting in the Aspen Room located on the third floor of the Secretary of State's offices at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The members of this committee are Chuck Brewerman, the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, Donetta Davidson, the Executive Director of the Colorado County Clerks Association and a member of the UVS Advisory Committee, Connie Ingmeyer, also a member of the UVS Advisory Committee and the now former Morgan County Clerk and Recorder, George Lang, member of the UVS Advisory Committee, Jennifer Levin, she is the Program Coordinator for Disability Law Colorado, and she was also a member of the UVS Advisory Committee, Teek Simonton, Eagle County Clerk and Recorder, Clarissa Thomas, member and chairperson of the UVS Public Participation Panel, and me, Dwight Shellman. I am the County Support Manager for the State Elections Division. All members of the committee are present now except for Clarissa Thomas, and we are advised that she will be joining us shortly. For anyone who wishes to the hearing is broadcast over the internet from the Secretary of State's website, and public restrooms are located on this floor should you need to use them. So let's go ahead and proceed to the agenda. And the first item on the agenda is introductory remarks by Secretary Williams.
Well, first, thank you to my colleagues who are back again. And let me start by giving a little bit of background for those who may not be familiar with it. I had some questions asked by some folks when they saw the notice. Secretary Gessler had a Uniform Voting System Advisory Committee. That committee ended with a recommendation that a series of pilot elections take place during 2015 that would ultimately lead to a selection in 2016. Prior Secretary made some recommendations for pilots, but did not exclude others. And one of those pilots is set to take place in May in the city and county of Denver. And then others would go in the future, but that was the only one defined. When I became Secretary of State, being a member of the committee who supported the idea that we would allow all of the systems to pilot, not surprisingly, I adopted my own recommendation that came out of this body to say we need to do that. We then issued about 3 or 4 weeks ago a document kind of explaining that process. And it became readily apparent that with Denver meeting very soon with an election, that doing the pilots is nice, but evaluating them is kind of why we're doing them. And it therefore triggered a need to pull together a pilot election review committee, which is you folks, to say, what are the questions we need to be asking? In order to constitute the initial membership of this committee, we went back to all of the members who had participated in the UVS Advisory Committee. But there was a caveat, which is I didn't want to bias the committee in favor of one system or another. And so if you were running a pilot or considering running a pilot, we did not add them to this committee at this time. Once all the pilots are decided, it is my plan that we add someone from each of the piloting companies so that we get a fair mix and someone who can answer specific questions that might be asked. And so we went to folks, which is why you do not see Deb Johnson, who is piloting Dominion, or Sheila Reiner, who is considering piloting, I think, ES&S, if I remember right. And we asked then the Clerks Association for recommendations for replacements for those two individuals, and Chuck Brewerman and Teek Simonton from El Paso and Eagle counties are those individuals, so thank you for joining us. Deb Gardner, Boulder County Commissioner, was the other active participant you don't see. Based on Boulder's issues as they still deal with flood recovery, she felt like she did not have the time to commit. And so we've asked Colorado counties to suggest an additional person to replace her. And Eric is here from CCI, and they will ultimately give a recommendation for a commissioner. Why would we want a commissioner? Because ultimately, those systems are probably going to need some county funding. And so it's important to have that view as well. We have set forth an ambitious schedule. Dwight and his team, and I should note that Dwight is replacing Al Davidson, who's no longer with the office. He was just here for some special projects. And so Dwight Shellman with our office, but also formerly of Pitkin County. So actually someone with, again, some county experience of how elections actually work, is going to be the department head for the UVS project, and his team is here. And perhaps at this point it might be appropriate, Dwight, for you to introduce your team and then also go around the room and do some other introductions.
Sure. So this initiative obviously involves voting system certification. And Danny, Jerome, and Jesse, could you just come up to the front here real quick? Just want to introduce you. The head of our voting systems team is the voting systems manager, Jesse Romero, the first gentleman here. And we have two awesome voting systems specialists. They are Danny Casillas and Jerome Lovato. They are already working with the competing vendors to meet this very rigorous schedule for temporary approval of the use of these systems in the 2015 coordinated election. And they're also currently working with Dominion to get temporary approval finalized for purposes of Denver's municipal election in May and maybe June, because they have a runoff system. So these are all excellent gentlemen, and they're doing great work, and it's going to be a busy 2015 for them. So they are they. And then if we could maybe just go around the room and just have people in attendance introduce yourselves and tell us who you're with. And I'll start with this gentleman in the front row.
Yeah, I'm Al Kolitz, Boulder County, and I'm actually here today representing Steve House. Running for chair of the Republican Party.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Casper, Denver Elections Operations Manager. Jimmy Flanagan, Denver Elections Operations Coordinator. Gary Zimmerman, Chief of Staff, Secretary of State's Office.
Tim Brisner, PIO for the Department of State. Again, Eric Bergman, Colorado County's Incorporated.
Benjamin Waters, Dominion Voting.
Joel Alvin, Secretary of State's Office of Ballot Access.
And Jeff
Musgrave, the
Secretary of State's Office, ballot access as well.
Great. Oh, and?
I'm Steve Ward with the Secretary of State's Office.
So I appreciate each of you being here and your interest in the system. I have several major goals I have for bringing the Pilot Election Review Committee together. The first of those is a very immediate goal. We have a pilot that is taking place in Denver in a couple months. Yeah, we're still February. Okay, good. As we get forward, the immediate goal before that process starts is what questions do we need to be asking? And there are different categories. And where I see a lot of this group being able to evaluate and advise is with respect to how easy is this for a voter to use? How easy is it for a voter with a disability to use? How easy is it for the judges to set up? Those who've been involved in the process know that not everyone who works as an election judge is an experienced IT professional. In fact, most of them are not, unless things are different in Morgan County than they are in El Paso. We need to focus on how do we best serve the voters, how do we best serve the judges who in turn serve the voters, and then ultimately cost will certainly be one of the factors we have to look at as well. So my immediate goal for this committee, and I'm not going to be running this committee, my immediate goal is for you to say, what are the criteria we should be using? What are the questions we need to ask? How do we want to evaluate? We've got an initial pilot that kind of gives us a chance to experiment with this process in May. In November, we will have a host of other pilots in all likelihood. And just so folks are aware, that document that we issued offers to each of the five companies that presented the possibility of a system the chance to come forward with a pilot. And we suggested that two pilots might make sense. Our staff doesn't have the ability to cover 1,000 pilots around the state, but suggested that perhaps one in a larger county and one in a smaller county might provide a good background. But ultimately, we have gone to those vendors and said, you are responsible for finding a partner to work with the hopefully the incentive then of making it so that it is a fairly low-cost endeavor for the counties who are piloting these entities. But we also need folks to evaluate that. So what are the questions? How do you want to evaluate? How are we going to say what's best? Those of you who were with me on the UVS Advisory Committee saw a series of pilots presented in this room. And in that two-hour time frame for each vendor, you got a glimpse of what it does, but not really a full picture of how it works in operation. And so that's the purpose of these pilot elections, what works best, what's best for voters, what's best for processing mail ballots, what's best for an individual with a disability and different types of disabilities. How do we make sure that all Coloradans who have the legal ability to do so are able to have their vote cast and counted accurately? And so that's the initial goal. The second phase of this committee, and so time frame wise, when I was asked by one of the individuals, I think there's this initial busy period where we come up with the evaluation criteria, and then probably a little bit of a lull over the summer, and then hopefully having you involved in the evaluating firsthand if possible, but certainly an involvement in the fall time frame when the elections take place. And then afterwards, coming back to me with a recommendation of which systems work or don't, or which are best and why. And then we'll look at your recommendation, the cost involved, and the negotiations with the vendors to see what makes sense to do going forward. But the two things I need from you are first, initially, how are we going to evaluate? And then secondly, at the end, based on those evaluations, what do you think makes sense? And over time, we will, as I mentioned, this initial committee may be expanded. This initial one I kept to those who have actually already been fairly involved in the process of the UVS. And that's my hope, is that I get great guidance from this group of people. And I appreciate your willingness to sacrifice your time or come out of retirement or whatever else you may be doing. But this is important for Coloradans. It's important that we have a system that works. It's important that we have a system that's accurate and secure. And it's important that we do that in a cost-effective manner. So those are my two major elements of the charge. You've gotten some other written documents, but with that said, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have for me. They're all pondering carefully. Nuts. Fire away.
This is Connie Engmeyer. My question is, are we looking perhaps just for one system, one uniform system, or are we, you know, because sometimes one size doesn't fit all?
It's a good question. I will tell you my preference, but then give you an explanation of that, which is in a perfect world, there would be one system that works for start to finish in the process and for both small, medium, and large size counties. I don't know if that will be the case. It could be that one system is perfect in every aspect, but it doesn't do in-person voting very well. And your recommendation might be, well, you should use all of this from this vendor except for this one piece from this other vendor. It's not my preference, because from a logistical basis, if I am running an election and I have to do with multiple vendors and they each blame each other for the problem, then it becomes harder to do. It may be that you come back and say, this system works well for large counties, but not for small counties. And if that's the recommendation, then we'll look at it. My preference would be if one worked for all, because what happens, as those of you who have been around for a while know, sometimes we have everybody leave from a small county. And I'll pick Elbert, since they've had a complete changeover twice in the last few years. Who can help Elbert County if they have a completely new system? Or new set of people? And the logical ones are the nearby adjacent counties that might have a little bit of extra help, which would typically be the larger counties. Because to tell a small county that might only have two people in the clerk's office, hey, you need to go help Elbert, probably not going to work very well. So if we had one system, that would be beneficial. It would also be beneficial in terms of writing regulations, writing procedures, and ultimately helping to provide training to clerks coming out of the Secretary of State's office if we had one system. But if one system is not the best, then I'm willing to look at that. But I start with a preference that ultimately we go to one system. I start with a preference that it not be required immediately, that counties over time can choose to replace their existing system, and when they do that, they then go to the uniform system as opposed to a need to do it all immediately. Because if you have a system that's still working, I wouldn't want to impose that cost unnecessarily on a county. So that's where I hope the result is, but I haven't seen the systems, and it may very well be that you come back to me and say, no, Wayne, that's not going to work, and here's why. This system doesn't work in this size county, or this system doesn't work for these voters. George.
Question as to the criteria in which we're going to be assessing some of these systems. One of the areas that we were not asked to look at, where specifically the information was kept away from us, was with regard to cost. Is that going to be different this year in this next step, or are we still going to be going cost blind?
We have not yet made that final conclusion. You know, I've been in office for, I think, 6 weeks now, and there's some things I know and some things I don't know. That'll be a fall. Before the fall rolls around, we'll have a much better answer for you in terms of procurement rules for the state. But for this developing the criteria, I wouldn't worry about for the pilots this initial criteria of being what is the cost. That's going to be a later discussion. Danetta.
In the last committee, we discussed briefly from time to time about a third party, you know, whether it's a college or whatever, helping support the counties. Is that something you will be looking at in the future or utilizing this committee for?
The answer on that is I don't know. I think how we provide that support after we make the selection is a later discussion. Right now it's the what is that selection going to be? And I think that part in and of itself is going to be fairly busy with a group of folks who are donating their time. But if this group comes up with something else that they want me to look at, I am happy to look at it.
Thank you.
Welcome, Clarissa.
My apologies for being late.
You just wanted to miss my remarks. I think they're being recorded, though, so you can listen to them when you have some insomnia later on. Other questions from the panel? Chuck.
Wayne, do you envision us using a scoring criterion that was utilized earlier with the first phase? Are you looking at this committee to, you know, reevaluate that and come up with our own?
I think it is entirely up to this committee how you do that. I have pulled together people I think are smart, who know what they're doing, and I leave it to you to come up with, working with our staff, what makes sense. And I don't know if it's a qualitative measurement, if it's a quantitative measurement. I don't know if it's a rating system or a grade system or an evaluation, but I have continued bringing together the process that Scott had started to say, I really do count on you all to come up with what you think's best. So I think there's enough diversity and experience in this group that you guys will make sure we cover everything. And I look at it from both the judge's standpoint, the administrator's standpoint, voter's standpoint.
Wayne, would it be possible to get that criterion that was used in the earlier phase to see if that's something we want to utilize or modify rather than maybe starting from scratch or maybe make that determination to do so?
To the extent we can, I don't want to overpromise, but Dwight will get you whatever you need.
Okay.
If for some reason you don't think he's getting you what you need, talk to me. Teak.
Teak Simon. I just want to say I appreciate the responses that you've had so far, and not having been a member of the UVS panel initially, I look forward to coming up with lots of questions as we move forward. It does occur to me that coming up with the ranking criteria and the questions that will be considered when we're looking at each of these systems is going to be time-consuming, really important work. I hope that we'll be having some immediate scheduling of those sessions and patience on the part of the panel in doing due diligence and getting them to be very thorough. I do intend to reach out to the county clerks to find out if there are things that they're worried about or thinking about or want us to consider so that nothing is missed. I'm imagining that with this group of very experienced people in past and future elections and other interested parties will have a good rounded idea of what needs to be considered, but there's sometimes things get forgotten, so that would be my approach.
Thanks, and I would add to Teak's comments there that I've told other people this, but if you have, this is to the whole world who is listening over the internet, if you have, and the people in the room, if you have suggestions as to things you want to make sure are covered, send them to Dwight. He'll provide that contact information so that this committee can consider whether those are appropriate. I think there's some great folks here, but I don't think every bit of knowledge is in the world exists on this committee. And so if you're an advocacy group for a particular community, if you want to make sure it addresses one of the obvious needs we have some counties that are mandated to provide languages, two languages. And so how do they address that? How would they address it if we got others added, which certainly could happen over time? How do we ensure the integrity of the process? And so if wherever folks are, I would encourage you to listen to their comments and have an open process where you solicit things that people ought to do, recognizing that there's a short time frame. And you're right, there's going to be a lot of work. But it doesn't make sense to go through these pilots if afterwards we are left with simply saying, yeah, you know, that seemed to work pretty good. Yeah, that one worked pretty good too. Oh, let's be more grammatically correct. That one worked pretty well. And so if that's all we're left saying at the end, that's not terribly helpful. And so I do want you to look at the specifics, but how you do that, I leave to this committee. I am, I d- didn't bring you here to be marionettes. I asked you to serve because I trust and value the input that each of you have, and I want to. That's what I want to have happen. Any other questions? Questions from before I take off? Because I am, like I said, this is. I'm not trying to dictate things, and I'll let you guys figure out what your leadership is and all those other things. Any questions for members of the audience? Again, thank you for your willingness to do this. Thank you for all of you who will be helping in the process. We have a lot of money that's going to be spent on this system, at least for me. We have a lot of voters who depend on it. And so, yes, there will be a lot of work, but ensuring that Colorado's voters are protected and their votes are counted accurately is critical. So with that, I leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Shellman. And if you have questions afterwards, I am only a phone call away. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. This is Dwight Shellman again. The next item on the agenda is an opportunity for public comment. If anyone has comment, if you would step up to the podium here, and please again state your name and who, if anyone, you are representing here. And again, we, just because time is short for this initial meeting, we request you to limit your remarks to 3 minutes.
Very definitely. Al Kolitz, I'm Boulder County Republican. I'm a retired professional systems designer. Specializing in online transaction processing systems, which are what you all are doing. I've 15 or more years of working with the Colorado election system, involved with rulemaking, canvassing, judging, watching, certification of the last set of systems that attempted to be certified by Mike Kaufman, and the complaint and problem management issues that are on the table, all of which are valuable to an understanding of the system. I'm here today representing Steve House, who is attempting to become the new chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. And this election is scheduled for March 14th. Mr. House is very interested in any and all plans to evaluate and assess the performance of proposed voting systems. And if elected, he will assign a party representative to work with this committee. He hopes that the committee and shares his understanding that it's vital that we satisfactorily address issues such as those that have resulted in Canvas Board non-certification reports and litigation. As Canvas Boards become more diligent, more sunlight will shine on the end-to-end election system. And we can anticipate, unless we take action now, that that will result in unhappy outcomes. The emphasis that you are working on appears to be on an excellent vote interpretation and counting system. I can guarantee you that if you have a perfect, almost free, error-free, perfect vote interpretation and counting system, it will not solve Colorado's election system problems. These involve things like lost and stolen ballots, ballots that the machine never sees. It includes things like voter impersonation and intimidation, which happens away from the machine. And it does not address privacy, transparency, and verifiability issues. It takes an entire system to make a good election, as our friendly clerks here truly understand. So that's basically the comment of Mr. House. He'd like to receive copies of the key documents so that we can track along with you and make meaningful comments. We hope that you will produce these documents electronically so that we can get them into the hands of people that are developing poll watching and election judge training and canvas board training so that as these pilots go on, our people that are working with you as workers inside of those pilots are well versed on what it is that we're dealing with. And I thank you all for your opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you, Al. Are there any other public comments at this time? Okay. Let me just state for the record that I'm kind of acting as de facto chairperson of this meeting only because the committee has not yet elected its own chairperson. And what I'm going to suggest we do is put that topic at the top of our agenda for the next meeting. But just to continue going through the agenda, one thing that we did want to do is review to the extent necessary the timeline that we have proposed for moving forward to these pilots. And let me just say that for purposes of the City and County of Denver municipal election, they are on their own very unique, very compressed timeline. So they will require temporary approval as well from this office, but that effort is, at least the testing has begun, so they're already, you know, working towards that. The timeline that you have in front of you is the timeline for this office to provide temporary approval for purposes of the 2015 coordinated election, and that timeline is really driven by the ballot certification deadline, and I don't remember if the ballot certification deadline is for this one 57 or 60 days. I do know the date, however. But just as a practical matter, it's necessary for a county to know what system they're using, obviously, by that date. And in addition, the pilot counties are going to need to learn the new system, probably with vendor on-site support, although we will to some extent leave that to the pilot counties. So what we have said is that by August 14th, we want to have the pilot systems on site in the counties so the counties can begin learning them. And basically that requires temporary use approval by the end of July as a practical matter. And the rest of the this timeline is really built around those kind of essential requirements. George.
Just out of curiosity, is Denver a pilot both in May and November?
That is the proposal. Is from what I understand, Dominion is piloting a particular version of its system in the May election, and they are already thinking about and they had to lock down their code so we could get the testing done. There are already some additional alterations that they may want to make for the November election. So although assuming we do temporarily authorize Denver to use that system for the May election, to the extent there are any changes in Dominion's system, we would need to take a look at that and see if there's any further testing required. But they do intend to do May, June if necessary, and November in Denver. Yes.
This is Donetta Davidson. My question is then we need to get the criteria set before, really right away, because it should involve also the pre-election, you know, things that we feel that should be there. So this committee needs to start working immediately on the grading of the equipment, however we decide that it should be done.
Well, our hope is that we will be able to develop a kind of standardized feedback documents the surveys or questionnaires that we distribute to various stakeholders, you know, county users of the system, voters, election judges, watchers, anybody who has a stake in how the system works, the disabled community, and develop kind of standardized surveys so that we are at least collecting the same information from each of the pilots. And we would, since Dominion is going to pilot, you know, subject to temporary approval in Denver in May, we would like to have those standardized evaluation forms ready to go for Denver's election so that we can effectively use the same forms for the November election and not change our methodology in between the two. As far as, you know, having these available 60 days before Denver's municipal election, well, we can't do that now. Denver has to send its overseas ballots out, I believe, Paul, on March 21st, something like that. I guess what I anticipated, although, you know, it's obviously up to the committee to determine, for county staff, I think it's important, an important part of the assessment is how does this system work? How easy is it to use? How's the user documentation? You know, how is the support from the vendor? All of those kind of inside baseball questions. I guess I was expecting to gather that information from county election staff at or about the time of the election itself. But if the committee feels that that should really be something that we get earlier in the process, like when they actually start using the system or they actually build their election in that system, then, you know, we can obviously expedite that. Which was to your question about having all this stuff ready by the time that Denver starts.
Yes, I really think that we need to do an evaluation of a criteria, like you say, that is set, and that, you know, everybody knows are being looked at with the same eyes.
Exactly.
That it's a fair process for every vendor. But I think it's also important, I mean, you, to get assessments from the counties, but I think it's important for us, if we're going to recommend something to the secretary, like he has said, I think we need to see how simple it is for them to lay out a ballot or design it or, you know, I mean, we don't have to all be there, but, you know, that we have some type of an idea, can it handle setting up in districts? And, you know, Denver's going to be a little different at this first election, especially because it's Denver elections. And so, you know, it won't be districts or ballot, different ballot types, I'm guessing, if it's one ballot type, or if you may have a question that you don't. Yeah. So anyway, it looks like it possibly is one single ballot, so it won't answer everything that the November will answer. But I think that we need to be kind of aware of some of the things. As I thought about it, if we're going to be giving him recommendations from our standing, I think that we need to see the process from the beginning.
Good point. Teek?
Yeah, I agree, and I'm already thinking about all the things that happen right after you get your, you know, your ballot certification. And there's, like, you know, every week there's another survey that should be filled out by someone, whether it's, you know, me participating in what Denver's doing and watching what they're doing, or having their staff fill out, okay, so how did it work with, you know, precincts and districts and ballot styles and that type of thing? What were the complications? And then immediately thereafter, how was the proofing? You know, how did that happen? And then how was the testing? And then how was the printing of the ballots? And all of those parts and pieces that, you know, are all behind the scenes, and the general public has no idea what's going on during that 60 days, but we're, you know, our hair is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so each step of the process when we look at this May election coming up, it's very short time, as you just said, and some of these things will happen, you know, in the next couple of weeks, maybe are already happening. We may not have the exact criteria and questions put together that we want to use when we compare all of the systems for the November election, but to the degree that someone can participate or a group of us can participate in what's going on with the Denver election, it will actually enrich the questions and the evaluation for the November election, at which point it's going to be very important to be consistent, like you say.
Good points.
I think that we all agree that we're going to learn a lot in Denver, and then from there maybe tweak our evaluation for the November election.
Chuck, yeah, please.
Chuck Brorman, El Paso County. So looking at this timeline, is there anything that we need to do specifically for Denver County to allow them to, because they have a very short window, what are they looking from us today or in the next few days or weeks to do?
I don't think that Denver is specifically looking to anything from this group. They are wanting stuff from our voting systems team, which we are working on. But just to make sure we're comparing apples in May to apples in November, I think we would want to have the evaluation forms, or as many of them as we reasonably can get done, essentially finalized for Denver, because we will be soliciting feedback from Denver in both May and November. And so to the extent there's consistency between those evaluation documents, I think it is just a fairer process. So the bottom line is we need to get working on the feedback that we want to obtain from the various stakeholders quickly.
Have you begun to put some things down on what we should be really assessing it by, or are you looking for this group to really start that?
Well, what I was thinking of doing is internally here preparing some templates that can be used at least for discussion purposes by the full committee in getting to final documents. And so I guess what I kind of anticipated would be we would prepare maybe separate, maybe all combined in a single document, evaluation documents to solicit the feedback from the various stakeholders. And then we can review and discuss those at the next meeting, make any revisions, add anything that the committee thinks we missed, et cetera, so that we will be ready for the May election.
I guess I have questions for our counties. Do you have any criteria in your office that maybe we could share? I mean, I did a little bit of research to kind of get it started, but I know I don't have near everything. But that you have that you could give them as suggestions, and then they put the together. Maybe it saved them some time, is what I was thinking, to put something together so we could meet right away and then start adding to or taking away or whatever.
Teak Simonton, no, I don't have anything, but I could get something together very quickly, and I think that a simultaneous approach would probably be a good plan based on the timing of short timing. You know, what I intend to do is next week or on Friday when I get back, open up my voting system and start writing down questions as I sort of go through a mock election setup, and some of the things that, you know, from a county's perspective, and especially from Eagle County's perspective, where I actually create the ballot, and you guys have a different perspective. You evaluate the systems that are available, and you provide support, but you don't necessarily do the programming. So
sure.
I think it would be probably very helpful for someone who does that to take that perspective and get into the nitty-gritty, write down some of those questions that should mm-hmm. be considered as that process goes along. But at the same time, you're working it from your end so that when we have our next meeting, we can combine the two and have the best possible combination of questions to consider.
Okay. Let me make a suggestion. If you have specific questions, topics, whatever, that you think need to be included, my suggestion would be to email those to me. We are a public body, so all of that will be posted on our website, just kind of like written comments are in advance of a meeting, but that's fine. And I'm kind of thinking maybe if we could get your thoughts, and frankly the public can provide thoughts as well, in, I'm just throwing this out there, the next week, we could have a meeting the following week where we could, we'll have had an opportunity to have reviewed all that input and prepared something that we can get started with. As far as the committee is concerned. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great.
Chuck.
Chuck Borman, El Paso County. With where Denver is at in their process, they've already probably done ballot layout and some of your testing, I would think, at this point. So I see this as going to be an organic process where we maybe start with something that the Secretary of State already has in place or has done in previous evaluations and members' input, and we use that as a semblance of a template and use Denver County as kind of that trial and then look at, after that process, what wasn't answered, what wasn't addressed, and then come with a final thing to go forward. I don't know if it's something that we'll have nailed in stone before Denver gets done with their election, but it's something that we can be quite a ways down the road and have a much better product in the fall when we're looking at it a second time.
Sure. I'll tell you, and Danny and Jerome, just because you were here at the time, please chime in, but I think in connection with the certification of our existing systems that happened in 2006-2007, I don't know of any systematic way that was executed to obtain feedback from each of the counties on each of the systems, because my understanding of that process is that it was rather hurried and it just had to get done quickly. And Teak, you were there.
Well, there were very few options.
Right.
You know? I mean, there were three vendors from which to choose, and one wouldn't call us back at all, and the other two were, you know, it was just very simple. I mean, it was, you know, what's more user-friendly, and of course, looking at the cost and, you know, what we had to do. So it was very different than it will be this time.
Okay.
While I have the floor, I just would like to express my desire to know something about the costs. I think that's really, it's an important part of the consideration, because if you have a system that is maybe more affordable than another system and you're not paying enough attention to it because it is deficient in minor areas, and the system that everybody is focused on is the Maserati, and it's, you know, four times as expensive, it's not realistic. And we need to be realistic in this process, that, you know, not, it's not only the initial cost, but it's the maintenance that goes along with it. And to have that filter, I think, is really critical to proper evaluation.
I think the way that the UVS system worked with the UVS Advisory Committee, as I read those materials, there was a concerted effort to objectively evaluate the performance of the system and separately evaluate cost. I completely agree that cost it's not only what does it cost? It's, can the vendor support all 64 counties using this, or, you know, less? So there's a lot of those, like, practical issues out there that need to be addressed before you can make a meaningful recommendation, and I certainly agree with that. And I will discuss this with the Secretary about how we can do that, but still in my mind there is a question of the appropriate time to do that, and I guess at least the way the UVS system was structured, or the RFP was structured, is that cost would not come into it until after the performance of each system was evaluated, because you don't want cost coloring the evaluation of the performance. They're kind of like separate issues. So
One more comment, just on the devil's advocate side of that. You know, I imagine myself going out and looking for a new car, and I fall in love with the car that is, you know, going to be completely outside of my budget, and I'm not paying as much attention to the other cars anymore. So there is that to consider mm-hmm. as well. Are we going to be giving adequate attention to the somewhat lesser performing, perhaps, because they're whatever, and they end up being the ones that we really can afford and are more reasonable, although they're not the top performing mm-hmm. vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me raise that issue with the secretary, and those are all valid points. So let me just get his guidance on this. The last thing I will say on this topic is that many of the documents that were submitted in response to the request for proposal, you know, those were submitted at the end of, just trying to think here, 2011? I mean, some of these are very stale. So what might be appropriate is to get new pricing from these vendors, because who knows what's happened in the world since then, and then share that with the committee and the public, frankly.
You know, It's one thing to get cost, but unless you have it in a contract in an RFP, oh, yeah. they don't have to stick with that. So I think that evaluating it on how it works, and then if you put out RFPs, you see then your last appreciation is you pull everything together. So I kind of agree that I think you first should be assessing it on totally its usability, its transparency, its accuracy, its meeting all the requirements federal for the disability and the accessibility requirements. I see that being the first thing, and then when you do RFPs, get them really nailed down where you get accurate information on what the cost is and what the maintenance would be, then you make your decision.
Well, as I said, I'll discuss this with the secretary just so I can confidently state his position, because we haven't thought through all of these things yet, and they're important. So I guess what I would propose then is if anybody who's interested wants to submit criteria for evaluation, questions, topics, it can be as detailed or not as you want. If you could submit those to me by close of business, let's say next Friday, March 13th, I think. Yes. And then perhaps we could schedule a meeting. I'm just going to throw out something, the 19th or the 20th of March, which would give us time to just here at the Department of State to look at the materials that we've received and develop some preliminary draft of a template that we could then work with the committee on.
I always prefer a Thursday, so I'm not driving back up with all the rest of the traffic.
Well, if the 19th works for everyone, and we can do the, if members want to participate in the meetings remotely, we can set up a go-to meeting and display everything on the screen. And so if we could do the 19th, say...
I'm better earlier in the day than the latter, so that's why I was asking. I'd prefer earlier.
So if we did it at 9, would that be okay?
Thanks.
Until? Let's say noon. So let me see if we could get your ideas for what we should be evaluating by, let's say, close of business Thursday, March 12th. I just may need that extra day. So I think that basically completes the rather brief agenda we had for today. I guess I'd just like to ask the committee, do you have any items that, in addition to these evaluation documents and perhaps the assessment matrix, the pricing issue, which I'll get direction from the secretary on, are there any other topics that you would like to discuss at the next meeting? And I ask just because I have to include those in the notice of public meeting. Okay. All right. Any other comments from the committee? Chuck?
I would just like to ask if our friends in Denver County, can you give us kind of your timeline of when various different key things are happening, from testing to, you know, it sounds like you've already done ballot layout and generation. Those key dates, because I think it would be very helpful for this committee to kind of start to, if you're open, that we can start looking at the process, and it probably will give us some ideas of other things to look at going forward.
Absolutely. Are you guys building the database now, Paul?
We are.
Okay.
And we have the,
go ahead and speak into the microphone.
We are building the database now with deep support from our vendor.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, after the meeting today, I'll communicate a little bit with Amber and see what opportunities there might be for members of the committee to actually observe some of that, because I do think Teak has a good point. That's useful. It's better than a vendor's dog and pony show. No disrespect to the vendors, but you know, using it is very different than a sales pitch.
Not only that, but Denver, you have Dominion now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's some familiarity likely with the same system vendor that they have been using. And having another set of eyes, you know, from a Hart County or an ESNS county would be probably very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. So, and the one thing I'll note, Sequoia is Denver's current vendor, but it was the Sequoia system. So it was, they are actually pretty completely different systems.
Totally different systems, yes.
So, okay, well, I will, I'll include that in the agenda for next week, and just so we can talk about good opportunities for people here to observe. Okay, with that, I think we are adjourned. Thank you all very much. It is currently 1:06 p.m. Thank you.